Good morning. It is 10:06 a.m. We are here today, November 6, 2020, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 20-006, Soto Home Sales and Leasings, Inc. versus the General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Clarissa Roki. Will appellant Soto Home please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Eric Soto Home, representing Soto Home Sales.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GSA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, this is Matthew Wolf representing GSA from the AG's office. And Robert Kono is actually being quarantined right now. That's why he cannot be here.
Okay, thank you. Will interested party Monster Auto Corp please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Charles McDonald on behalf of Monster Auto.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Everybody can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. It's now the week of November, and we're trying to close out all the appeals that were filed this year. And I still haven't seen the stipulated settlement in this case. Is there anything that we can help with, or can you guys give me the status of what's happening? If not, we're going to have to schedule a hearing because I want to close this before the end of the year.
I'll respond to that, Eric. Morning, Your Honor. So Eric and I have been going back and forth on pricing. There have been some issues with sourcing some buses, so that's been causing a lot of the delay. But, you know, we're still planning to settle. We're very close. We received some information the other day in terms of pricing, and I think we'll be able to wrap it up soon. We have a draft agreement in place, and, of course, that agreement will be tweaked as the pricing comes in. So I still believe that the case will settle in the near future and definitely by the end of the year. Eric?
Out of this, the last 2 months, I've learned a few things. I've learned that Chuck McDonald is a very forthright person, and I have tried very diligently with him to negotiate a settlement. I have not given out any details of this proposed settlement to anyone outside, you know, the few things that we've talked about with you folks. The only other people that I've talked to about this is Chuck McDonald. We had one meeting with Derek, my wife, who's the majority owner of the company, and my son, and a couple of my employees know what's going on. I was not the one that said anything to the press. But what I just let you guys know, I started this process, this settlement process, and it was basically taking heed of Judge Cruz's, you know, wish, which was to settle this case and get buses delivered to the transit and disabled community of Guam. And so I took that to heart, and I think it's approximately 2 months ago, I reached out to Chuck, and we've been diligently working since. I think that I'm willing to go and try to settle again. At some point, his client's got to come to the table. And I'm not going to reveal anything more than that, but I'm just saying that, you know, I can't settle this deal with Chuck. That's not enough. He's done a yeoman's job on this thing, but Derek's going to have to be there. So what my proposal is, you know, give us a few more days. I'm incredibly frustrated with this. You know, I'm an old man. I know that there's some people that are older than me, but, you know, I've been spending 2 months on this, you know, and If it doesn't work out, what my proposal is to have an actual settlement conference and bring Derek in and bring the full weight of the GSA into this to convince everybody to settle. I've made numerous written offers, and all of them what I consider very, very fair. And once, you know, we don't really have, Chuck and I don't really have a written confidentiality agreement, but in the spirit of trying to negotiate with people, I haven't said anything to anybody, you know, but I believe that Derek has to be part of this. You know, I'm able to represent Soder Home Sales myself. And I am an attorney. I'm not a very good attorney, but I am an attorney. That's where I'm at. I'm happy to take questions, or answer anything you folks have. And I'm sorry. And I completely apologize for where we're sitting, because I think we've had enough time to do this. And I think it's the best interest of everybody. And just so you guys folks understand, in these transactions, the prices have all gone up. The chassis have gone away, the prices have gone up, and that's a lot to do with the tariffs on Chinese products. Components have doubled in prices. I'm still willing to go forward. If I go forward in a settlement, however it's structured, I'm not going to make anywhere near what I was supposed to make or what I wanted to make in a bid. And there's no guarantee in a bid if you're going to make so much, but that's how I price it. And I'm willing to give that up and make substantially less to deliver the buses to Guam. And that is my entire desire.
Okay.
Can I say something
first? Just let me get one thing in for.
Pardon me?
Let me just get one thing in first.
Okay.
I just want to assure everybody that because this is a public agency, the OPA, and we have to be transparent, these hearings are recorded. And they are on our website. And consequently, that is how the press, I think, got all the details of the last meeting. So no one should take any blame for having spoken to the press, because the recording is posted on our website because of open government requirements. So
thank you for sharing that, Judge Cruz. I didn't know how it got out, and I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just saying that I didn't say anything.
No, I just thought maybe somebody might have accused you of it. He attended
I wouldn't do that.
No. He attended hearing the media. I mean, the news reporter attended hearing two hearings ago, but he didn't attend the last one. And I was surprised he didn't attend. But then I was surprised to see the article the next morning. Then I realized after discussing with Jared that we had posted the recording as per the open government law. So that's how he got the details of that, of the hearing. But I need for you, all of us to get to a settlement, because I really don't like carrying over to another year something was filed early this year. And I'm just, I'll let Mr. Wolf speak at this point, then I'll talk again. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to offer another possibility, just because that might be easier, because after speaking with my colleagues at the AG's office, it seems like I mean, even though my client prefers a settlement agreement and to sign one so that he sees what's going on, it appears that it's not necessarily necessary, because if Mr. Soderholm, he's the one who started this. If they're making side deals, which is fine with us, that's not our issue. You know what I mean? He can withdraw his appeal, and they can do side deals as they want, and we don't have a problem with that. So they can just close out the case and dismiss without us having to sign anything.
Well, I think that's right, Mr. Wolf. I think that structurally, if we get an agreement with AutoSpot, the idea would be that I would withdraw my appeal, but we have to have an agreement.
Wait, stop. You guys, maybe the three of you might get onto a call together, but I don't want to be included in some of these discussions.
Okay.
What might or might not happen. That would be grossly inappropriate.
Okay.
And so I'd ask for the three to schedule your own Zoom meeting and talk and try to get some kind of resolution. Otherwise, I have to send out a notice for a formal hearing so that we can finally complete the adjudication in this. But I don't want on this record, you know, your discussions of what you're planning on doing and not doing, and for whatever. Because that would be grossly inappropriate for me to be hearing it.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Okay. So why don't we put a further proceeding in 2 weeks? If I don't get a settlement within 2 weeks, then we'll just schedule the hearing for the following Monday.
Okay. Chuck and Mr. Wolf, would you folks, maybe the GSA guys drop off and we just stay on this Zoom meeting? Would that work?
Let's do our own call, do our own meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have something.
You guys can have your own conference call. You don't even need to use Zoom.
Okay. You can
have your own conference call, but okay, just don't include those discussions.
Okay.
And so that I'm giving you guys 2 weeks to work this out. If not, the hearing starts the following Monday, whatever that Monday is.
Jared? Can we do it on Tuesday, Your Honor?
Yes, Tuesday.
Tuesday, Hawaii time?
So,
I'm sorry, Monday Hawaii time, which is Tuesday Guam time.
So just for clarification, would like to have a status meeting a week or 2 weeks from now, which would be November 20th, a Friday. Is that, and then if we don't hear a settlement by then to have a hearing on November 24th, which is the week of Thanksgiving.
Is that Tuesday?
That's a Tuesday, yes.
Okay, so we would have a status hearing on the 20th.
Yes.
At 10 o'clock?
Yes. Correct. If everyone's okay with that.
Okay.
That's fine. And then if not, then the formal hearing is when again? 24th?
24th.
Yeah. Correct.
At the 24th, yes. Tuesday, November 24th.
At what time?
At 10 o'clock. All at 10 o'clock. Guam time.
Well, no, we can have 9 because you're 4 hours ahead.
Right.
9 a.m.
On Tuesday, yes. November 24th.
9 a.m. Okay. 9 a.m. Guam time.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Send out a notice shortly after.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Ms. Rookie.
Thank you, everyone. We're off the record at 10:21 a.m.